Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got something I want to talk about. I call it the laws of aggregation, or why is your business like a sack of rocks? Have you heard of Sackcrete? Also Quikrete. Sometimes there's another product called Quikrete, but I'm going to talk about Sackcrete because it's one of the handiest products ever developed. It's basically a bag of rocks and sand, but to a weekend warrior like me with a honey-do list, it could be magic dust. Packaged in small bags, almost anyone can carry. Sackcrete is an aggregation of Portland cement, sand, and different sizes of gravel. Just stir in some water, apply it to your small construction project, and wait a little while, and bada bing, bada boom, you got concrete supporting your project. How about that? So what does a small business have to do with a sack of rocks? Well, there are two things. First is chemistry. When the components of Sackcrete come in contact with water, a productive reaction occurs that in a short time manifests as a handy and enduring result, as I mentioned earlier. In the marketplace, productive chemistry between people and organizations has long been known to be critical for sustained successful performance. Whether Sackcrete or your small business, the right chemistry is critical. The second thing is aggregation. Sackcrete doesn't just aggregate the correct combination of stuff, but also different sizes of masonry material. The larger pieces provide critical mass and structure, while the smaller ones bind everything together and nimbly fit in the gaps to eliminate weak spots. But unlike chemistry, aggregation is not as much of a natural law and requires more maintenance, which is why there's no Blasingame law of chemistry, but three Blasingame laws of aggregation. Here's the first law. Find your success in aggregating the success of employees. Simply put, this is servant leadership, a term Robert Greenleaf coined in his book titled, you guessed it, Servant Leadership. But the concept goes back thousands of years to the ancient Chinese wisdom of Yi Qing. The highest, quote, the highest type of ruler is one whose existence the people are barely aware, end quote. And in his gospel, you probably know about Mark when he quotes Jesus, quote, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, end quote. Leaders who sustain success year after year are those who subordinate their ego by helping their people to be successful professionals and then aggregate those successes, those success stories, for the benefit of the company. So this is a really important one, folks. I'm gonna land on this aggregating the success of employees for a little bit, because this is so. If the people that I know who have really, year after year, decade after decade, they continue to be successful, are the ones that are able to realize that the people around them want to be successful too. So if you've got your small business, you want to be successful. You want your small business to grow. And so you want to, you individually, you as a person, you as the owner, the founder of this company, you want to be successful. But most small businesses can't do that all by themselves. Most small business owners can't. They need a team. And so if you really want to get to create an engine, a small business engine that just keeps right on trucking, you find the people who want to do what you do. You find out what is important to them. You find out how they define success for themselves. You find a way to apply them and that story that they've just told you. You apply that to an assignment in your business. You nurture them. You help them to be successful in that assignment. Help them to find fulfillment and success in that assignment, with, to the point where it's just as great for them to do that job well and to be successful with it as it is for you to celebrate your own company being successful. When you can aggregate, when you can surround your people, yourself with people who are having those kinds of experiences working with you, and you're nurturing them, you're promoting their success, and then you aggregate all of that success to yourself, and you're celebrating them first and yourself second. That's how you sustain success year after year. It's the first law of aggregation. Find success in aggregating the success of employees. Blessing Game's second law of aggregation, aggregation prevents aggravation. In business aggregation, I'll say in a minute, is also known as strategic alliances. Aggregation, strategic alliances, which small businesses must build with other organizations, especially, yeah, that's right, the big companies, the large ones, the our big customers. It's aggravating at least and dangerous at worst to manage threats and take advantage of opportunities without strategic resources. But compare the merits of forming a strategic alliance with an organization that already has what you need before you risk the expense and possible delay of capitalizing the ownership of that resource. Why would you go to the trouble to capitalize and buy all the stuff that you may not need every day when you can do it with a partner by aggregating and by creating a strategic alliance? And you can call it whatever you want. You can call it a partnership or a strategic alliance. Aggregation prevents aggravation. The Bicycle Game's third law of aggregation, associate your brands with those that are more established. I also call this the Forrest Gump strategy. As you develop strategic alliances, look for partners with brands and influence that have a higher recognition factor than yours, and arrange for the relationship to include your brand being presented in the marketplace alongside of theirs. Remember Forrest Gump in the movie? Brand association is smart aggregation. But if you have to step up your game, you'll have to step up your game to earn the right to get to that level of aggregation. If those big companies are going to allow you to stand beside them, you're going to have to step up your game to take advantage of Blasting Game's third law of aggregation. If you're not having the level of success you want, perhaps you should take some lessons from Sacrete. I'm Jim Blasting Game, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.